Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of fire at a residence in the 2600 block of G Street in Eureka on Monday evening. When fire crews reached the scene, they quickly provided both protection for neighboring houses and attacked the fire from the rear entrance, pushing the fire out the front door. Firefighters had the blaze under control in about 15 minutes and spent more than an hour mopping up and searching for hot spots. One firefighter suffered second-degree burns but was treated at the scene and will be fine. The residence has a history with Eureka Police as well, and the structure was condemned by Environmental Health after a meth lab was busted 6 or 7 months ago. The house was vacant at the time of the fire and then started on the front porch. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. The Eureka City Council meets tonight, and one agenda item has drawn a lot of attention, a consent calendar item to approve the hiring of new police chief Andrew Mills. The council is expected to approve the selection of Mills, who comes to Eureka after 30 years with the San Diego Police Department. Mills will fill the vacancy left by the firing of former Chief Gar Nielsen and the upcoming retirement of Chief Merle Harpum, who will step down after more than a half century with the department. The City Council is also expected to approve a successor agency to the former Redevelopment Agency and recognize the repayment obligation schedule beginning on January 1st of 2014. The Council will also discuss new city ordinances that will amend the city code regarding the operation of hotels and motels within city limits. The new ordinances would list local hotels and motels in two tiers, depending on the level of service calls made by police, fire, and ambulances to the location. The goal is to give the city more leverage in dealing with problem locations, building code violations, and other problems associated with crime and public safety. Hotels and motels listed as Tier 2 would face penalties and be required to upgrade their premises or face fees for public safety calls that exceed an established ratio. The Arcata Police Department arrested three juveniles. Dan Squire has more.
On September 18th and again on September 20th, someone broke into Sunny Bray Middle School, and during those break-ins, the burglars stole a desktop iMac computer and 11 MacBook laptop computers. On Monday, officers from the Arcata Police Department arrested three people, all juveniles, in connection with the burglaries. Two 15-year-old boys were booked into juvenile hall for their alleged roles, and a 13-year-old was cited and released into the custody of his parents. Officers only managed to recover the desktop computer and one of the laptops and are working on recovering the other 10 stolen items. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Thank you, Dan. On Sunday afternoon, the CHP, along with other emergency services, responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 36. The driver of a Honda sedan, identified as 41-year-old Alder Point resident Kevin McDonald, allowed his car to cross the double yellow line and collide head-on into a 1970 Jeep truck. The force of the collision killed McDonald, and the impact was so severe that McDonald's car was taken from the scene with his body inside to a local fire department so that it could be extricated. The driver and passenger in the truck suffered minor injuries, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. You are listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Deputies with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office located a male suspect in a pickup truck next to an open-field marijuana garden on Airport Road in Covelo on Saturday. When deputies approached the truck, the 17-year-old suspect fled on foot. Deputies then located the suspect hiding in the bushes next to a loaded .45 caliber pistol. A search of his pickup truck revealed 2 pounds of marijuana. The marijuana garden consisting of 45 plants was destroyed, and the suspect was booked into jail. The investigation into the garden is still ongoing. And the Eureka Police Department received a new emergency response vehicle today through the Department of Defense's Defense Reutilization Program. The vehicle cost the federal government over $700,000, but the EPD only had to pay shipping costs from the state of Washington to Eureka. It is a ballistic-resistant vehicle that will be utilized for critical incidents to any public safety agency within the county. The Defense Reutilization Program provides equipment and supplies to state and local public safety agencies. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.